And we are back. Black and a Half, episode number 236. Welcome. My name is Silas Lindenstein.
Welcome. My name is Samantha Rund.
And this is the longest running comedy podcast in Seattle. Probably. Samantha, today was a fun episode, a fun hour with you. I want to thank you for coming and friendly debating. It's like the opposite of a Facebook debate. It was like friendly.
It was
discussion. It was redefining, trying to understand each other.
It was fun. It was. It was like really trying to understand each other and sharing our different points of view, but also kind of like, oh, interesting. And like, oh, I don't see it like that, but oh, interesting. And I see why you see it like that.
Because ultimately, I think we both agreed at the outcome being the same.
Mm-hmm.
But the process around it. So it's an interesting discussion there. We discussed that. We get into a little bit of a dream bucket list type things.
Yeah.
And a fun episode. So enjoy. I challenge everybody listening to come up with their own thing that they like to do, like their goal to travel. What will get you out of your area? Is it visiting every tree to see every tree in the world? Like not every single tree, right? But like maybe to collect the visuals of a tree, to try
the type of tree. Oh, that's fun.
Try burritos all over the world. I don't know. Something. So we discuss what we would like to do in other countries and such. And what we won't do. And if anything, I love Black and a Half being a place for people who are a little introspective. And so hopefully today that little introspection will bring them to future and maybe bring them to Seattle because they're going to accomplish one of their goals by coming out here.
Yeah.
And trying Seattle dog or something.
That's right. Living your best life with a load of hooey. Right.
It is. So enjoy. Subscribe, like, share, all that good stuff. But most importantly, just sit back, relax, put your feet up, unless you're driving. Open your hearts and open your ear holes and listen to Black and a Half, episode number 236. A whole lot of hooey. It has hit that season that my allergies are whooping me, like so hardcore.
The reason for your Costco Kleenex.
Yeah.
Right.
I need a lot of Costco Kleenex. That's why. No other reason. But it, like, it's weird. I know I'm not sick. Cause I can feel it. It's the same every single year and different seasons. Like it just, the congestion hitting me. And like, I felt it last night. I was like, uh-oh, allergies are here. Like my must not be as bad as some other people's. Cause they were telling me a couple, like 2 weeks ago, they're like, oh God, they're allergies. I was like, oh, mine haven't been going that bad yet. Boom. Ended last night. Now I am full blown spring fling. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
What do you do for your allergy care of yourself?
I am trying now to be more regular with Flonase.
Uh-huh.
But that takes a little bit to kick in. My regular medication like Zyrtec and Claritin had been working. But now it's getting a little beyond it. So I might either have to double for a little bit, or I think we've hit decongestant season. So I haven't started yet, but I'm like, okay, now we're hitting the where I have to take decongestant for the next 6 months.
Yes, you're so congested.
Yeah. And it just helps clear it.
Do you try like getting the honey from the farmer's market, like local honey? Like, do you try any of the natural stuff to help?
What? Too? I
have you not is heard that of that?
No.
Oh yeah, like if you get honey from the farmer's market, like honey from your area, not just like, I mean, I just get the honey from Costco or whatever. Like I try to
right. find
it. So I mean, it's good, but it's not like the same. It's not like, I'm not going to get that to treat allergies. But if you get it from the farmer's market where it's from your area, it's supposed to have stuff in it that helps you. It's probably, I would imagine it's a little bit like flu vaccine or something where it gives you just a little of the allergens and like helps boost your system. I don't really know the science, but that's what I'm thinking.
I mean, it does a little bit sound like how, when you get allergy shots, mm-hmm. they're exposing you to what you're allergic to in small doses, right?
Yeah.
So,
and I mean, it's delicious, right? Anyway.
Yeah. So like, I could see that potentially. It does make some scientific sense, even though part of me my first thought is that's a bunch of voodoo. That sounds like hoodoo voodoo.
Wait a second. You don't.
What?
That I felt like that was a very white person thing of you to say.
Hoodoo voodoo?
Yeah. Like, I mean, I don't know. I don't think I ever meet any black people making fun of voodoo. Like,
oh, everyone's afraid of making voodoo because they're afraid.
I don't
of
know.
It?
They, I don't know if they're afraid of it necessarily, but like,
we watched a lot of princess
voodoo, like, you know,
hoodoo. Well, I was thinking I've been talking about, what is it? Because I've been more into mindset stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is also very Caucasian. That's very.
I don't think so.
I do. Well,
I think maybe some the things. Wording for it is different.
Maybe.
I think like the wording around it could be like a little bit different, but.
A lot of people say, don't put that out there. No, don't put that out there.
Well, I mean.
White people say mindset. You gotta see it to believe it.
Well, it's true, though. I mean, all that visualization stuff, like.
I've been talking to my wife about this stuff that I don't believe in that works. I'm like, well, I don't believe in this, but it totally works. But so you should do it. But I don't believe in it.
Well, maybe. OK, if it's something you don't believe in.
But it totally works.
Like, for example.
Like talking positively.
OK.
Right. It's a bunch of. Feel goody stuff.
Says who?
But it works.
Says who?
But it, huh?
Says who?
I do.
I was like, because I was like, you're talking to the wrong person about.
I know, but it is a lot. I mean, it's like the idea of like, oh, you got to give money, like you got to donate money, because that's the only way you're gonna get it later.
I mean, I think that. The mindset around that, like, I think it depends. Oh man, okay,
word gymnastics. It's all true. I think it's all true.
Yeah, but I think
but
that
it's
sometimes
hooey. It's hooey.
I don't think it's hooey at all. But I think that sometimes it's the somebody's thought process around that then makes it hooey. That makes it a bunch of malarkey.
It's a bunch of malarkey, but it works. Is what I'm saying. I'm not denying it works, but it shouldn't. Just because you say it, just because you say
it.
That's
not why it works. That's not why it doesn't work. It doesn't work just because you say it. It's because our words have power and our words affect our actions and our habits create our reality. That's why it matters.
Okay. But when you say that, isn't there any part of you that listens to what you said and go,
No. Well, because I think the problem comes into. And let me just tell you, this is part of how I survive like the hardest years of my life, like holding on to this with every fiber of my being. And it helps, but it helps people. And it's like, it's just the way that we do anything. Like it's the way that a baby can learn to walk. Like it's the way that we learn anything new. We have an idea. We believe we can do it. We keep trying and trying and trying until we can do it. But that doesn't mean you can control the outcome entirely. Like the part of me that gets pissed. That gets like about it is when people say, well, you just didn't believe it enough. It's like, you know, when I think about my acting career, right?
Yeah.
It's like, well, my thought and what I did, it doesn't mean that I got my Oscar, maybe one day, right? But it doesn't mean that I didn't believe it enough. But it could mean that I needed to go after it and do the things that I needed to do in order to become the person I needed to become. And it's the journey of it was the important part. But the malarkey part is when I think people try to control it too much and be like, well, you didn't think positively, and that's why your husband was abusive, or like some bullshit crap like that. Like, yeah. But like your thought process can help alter the course of your life, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to like restaurant order it exactly what your life is going to look like just because of your thought process. But that, you know what I mean? Because then what's the other alternative? Like, I think people want to have these absolutes of, you think positively and it works, but it shouldn't. Because if you think negatively, 100%, you will always be right. Because if you think negatively, like you're going to die, 100%, you will always be right. But you're not going to be able to have the out, like know exactly the details down to the T.
Right.
So,
but
just said a lot of stuff.
Is there anything wrong with laughing at ourselves for believing these things, but also think that they're true?
I don't get what's the funny part? Like, what's the part that's funny? I don't get it.
But it, the idea that, well, if we just gotta be optimistic about stuff and get rid of the negative, and then it'll, I don't know. I just find it kind of funny, because it's kind of, that's, it sounds ridiculous to me. But I'm not saying it doesn't work. I'm saying it works.
I feel like our relationship to it also could be like how we were brought up too, because I'm just guessing. I don't know. Did you hear other people saying that this was a ridiculous way to think?
I didn't hear him really talk about it, other than, I mean, I heard people at going to church and stuff, and I just myself thought it did not sound rational to me.
Oh, well, I think maybe if you see enough of the science behind it, then your rational mind will be able to understand why it's important and why it's not hooey. I think the way that it was explained to you potentially is why it seems like a load of horse crap, because it doesn't make sense to your rational mind.
Well, it wasn't explained to me. It was me observing it.
Or observing it.
Yeah.
But I mean, like now, does your rational mind have enough stuff to chew on to think that it's not hooey?
My rational part of me tells me it's hooey.
Yeah.
And It's my, I don't know, it's my optimism. It's my, it's not the thinking part of me that believes, that just goes like, hey, this actually works. I mean, I see the results and I go, oh, well, I think this works. Uh-huh. But it's.
So I should probably find one of these neuroscience of why it works videos to send to you, and then you will. Maybe
like, okay, but some things, okay, this isn't, maybe this
up. Take away you. Look, laughing. I don't want to take away
your. I have clients in real estate. I'll tell them, well, you're going to get the right house. You're going to find. It's going to happen. You're going to be sad you lost this house, but then you're going to get another one, and you're going to have it, and you're going to be really happy. And I'm not really that worried about you not getting one. I'm not depressed. I'm not in despair like you are, because I know you're going to get the right one.
Right. And you're not in it in the same way.
Yeah, because I know it all works out. I know it's all going to work out. Like, much like the magic of theater discussed in Shakespeare in Love. It all works out in the end. We don't know why, but it does. And I feel like that sounds like hooey. But I think it does. It ends up working out. You end up in the right spot. But I think if you can sabotage yourself and destroy the possibilities because you're so negative about it, and then people don't want to help you or whatever, but it all works out. Like, it's going to work out. This thing, you're qualified. You're going to get into a house, and it doesn't seem like it right now. But once you're there, you're going to be like, well, no, that worked out. That worked out fine. I got the right one. And here's a bunch of reasons why. And then maybe that's all justification later. I don't know. But I just know I consistently see it happen. And I try to get the people to be a little more like, be a little positive. Don't take that rejection so hard. It's going to work out. It's going to be straight.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, you got to shift your mindset. I keep saying that. But there's nothing rational about what I'm saying.
I think there is. I mean, I do think there is, but I mean, I'm listening to you, but I'm also thinking, I think like we all have our sorts of, you know, the things where, I don't know, we find a little bit funny or a little bit like, oh, that, I don't know. What I'm trying to say is this sort of what you believe is hooey that I'm just like, it's not hooey. How could you even believe it's hooey? Oh, you could believe, okay, that's because you're rational, you know, whatever. Like I am 100% in on this idea, but I there's still like some parameters. I'm not saying it's like
you're thinking hooey's negative.
Oh yeah, 100%.
But it's not.
Oh wait, hooey.
Yeah.
Hooey is like, define hooey.
It's like obscenity. I know it when I see it. You know, I know it when I hear it. That was a famous person said that. No, I don't remember who.
I was thinking about one other thing that you said that I also wanted to touch on. But
so they're
negatively later. Negative.
When I do a play, I always talk about there is a rehearsal. There's always a rehearsal that I refer to as shit. Like we hit a time, things are going fine, and then there's this one rehearsal that is just garbage, and I don't know. I regret doing it. I regret everyone I cast. I regret my direction on it. Nothing goes right.
Wow.
And I always wait for that rehearsal now because it always happens.
That's so interesting.
And after that, it all becomes beautiful. It's almost like that is the labor pain night. And then it is wonderful. And I actually have gotten worried when I don't have that rehearsal happen. And I have had it happen where it happened like dress rehearsal. And you're like, what the hell was that crap? But for some reason, it all just the magic happens. And the magic is hooey. But it's there and it's real.
Well, you think the magic is hooey. Okay.
It's so all hooey. Magic has to be hooey.
Okay,
but it's real and it's wonderful.
So hooey, I want to look it up because that's awesome. You know what? I'm just saying, like, how many times do people get in these disagreements over these words, but we're defining the words differently? And so, I mean, we were having an argument, but we were having and then you said hooey, and I'm taking hooey as like a bunch of nonsense. And you're taking
hooey. But magic is nonsense, but it's real. That's what I'm saying.
But I don't think that mindset and positivity is nonsense. And you know what? I don't know if you even have to call it positivity. I think it's, we are having a judgment call on the direction that we want our lives to go. And we're calling one side positive and one side negative, but really it's about directionality. I mean, if you really think about it, it is about directionality. And of course, like a judgment on, well, this would be bad and this would be good. Like, what direction do you want to go? If I go this direction, it's good. If I go this direction, it's bad. But really, nothing is good or bad. Only thinking makes it so.
Right? Hamlet.
I mean, of course, like
Hamlet, Act 3.
Some things are going to be good. Some things are going to be bad in life. But I do think there are some absolutes, but you get into situations and blah, blah, blah. Okay. Anyway, so yes, the quote stands. Here's one thing I know I've been working on is because of my very powerful, positive streak and optimistic, almost to a fault at times, is to not just bypass negativity, but to actually pay attention to it and see it as like, I don't have to jump into positivity right away. I mean, I could actually acknowledge like, hey, this sucks. Like, this is crap. This is not what I had wanted. Or this is not, you know, this is not the feeling that I wanted. This is not the outcome I wanted. And like, yeah, it's going to be okay. But, you know, I think that I think that people often can fall onto a sort of side of like jumping over the crap right away, or else like dwelling in the crap too much.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, everything's a balance. Everything's a balance.
See, but like, I sometimes think that I am way more optimistic than people think I am. Because I'm not worried about things that they worry about. Might worry about, I don't know, maybe I worry about things that they don't think, I don't know. But like, because you'll say to me sometimes, well, it's maybe because you're a guy, you're not worried about that.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm like, and for me, it's like, well, that seems a little. I also worry that, like, if you're afraid of letting people. Like last week when we talked about the curtains, people seeing in your house, right? I feel like the fear of that could manifest in actually things happening. I'm like, well, that's all very negative and fearful. That's the idea that people are, if they see the inside of the house, they're coming for you. And I'm like, what? No, I don't care. Whatever.
Yeah, that is a terrifying way to think. And I don't know if it's because I was exposed to horror movies when I shouldn't have been. Like, I saw a lot of horror movies as a kid, which I hate. I absolutely hate horror movies. And it only happened because I was the youngest and I could either wait in my room and listen and be more terrified than be in the room with everybody else.
Yeah.
And so I think maybe some of those got into my psyche a little bit more than they could have been, or potentially some scary experiences in my actual life. But I don't know. And I do see that sort of that question when people do talk about manifestation, or like, you know, the way that you think creates your reality, blah, blah, blah. I think it also depends though on how you're living. Cause I don't think it's just like you have the thought. Like, I don't just have the thought like, oh, I like it so people can't see in my house, but I'm not just like cowering in my house, like living my life like that. It's like, I just put up some curtains and say, oh, I like these curtains and go on with my life. So I think it's what's going to put you more at ease for how you live day to day in that sense of ease. Cause I think it's kind of hard to know whether or not certain beliefs really impact the outcomes of your life. I need to find some studies on that. I don't know. I don't know with some of it. Some of the stuff, yeah. Some of it, I don't know.
If they're real studies, or if they're funded by RFK, I don't know. You know,
yeah.
Like, there is. I mean, we live in a society. I don't know if it's a world. It's hard to know because we're here in the middle of it. But we do live in such a fear-based society right now that fear is what sells and gets people motivated, that I don't even know when some of my fears are rational or not. You know, like when I hear, like, you hear stats about one in 3 million people could suffer from this vaccine. Oh, no big deal. I'm not going to get it. 1 in 3 million could win this lotto ticket. I have a chance. Yes. Right. We totally changed we're like, there's actually I forget what it's called, but that is a condition where we as humans think the rare bad thing could happen to us, and the rare great thing will happen to us. We don't tend to think that what most people have is just going to happen. It's just going to be average. It's just going to work out. just gonna, no, nothing's gonna happen to you, really. I mean, the odds are no. Nothing good, nothing great, and nothing awful. You're just gonna, it's just gonna be middle of the road. That's the truth. That is the truth. For most of us, it's gonna be average.
So, but do you mean like
we think that we're gonna win the lottery, and we think that we're gonna get the, we're gonna be that one person who grows an extra foot,
yeah,
if we get this experimental drug.
So, is it that it's surprising that people would get the lotto, but they wouldn't get the experimental drug, or is it like that they're seeing those odds?
See the odds, the same odds, but they think one won't happen. But one has a chance.
Is that in terms of just their thought process or in terms of their actions? Like, is it just an observation or is it like a... Because basically, I could see, yeah, get a lotto ticket, but no, I don't want to take a chance on something that could impact me.
Oh, I said it, I think I said it wrong in the beginning. I guess it's the... They go 1 in 3 million. They're like, I'm going to... Well, if you hear it... So if you're the third person observer, right? And you hear them go, I have 1 in 3 million chance of growing an extra toe from this, from this medicine. So I'm really concerned about it and I'm not going to take it. And you're like, that's ridiculous. That's a 1 in 3 million. It's not a lot. 1 in 10 million. You have a 1 in 10 million. You're probably safe. You're going to just take it because you need it.
Well,
but then they also think I got the 1 in 10 million of winning the lotto, so I'm going to spend the money to do it because I think I have a chance. Then the other person goes, no, you're not. What are you thinking?
Well, I don't know. And that's why I'm trying to understand if I was getting your meaning correctly of this, because I kind of feel like it also comes down to like loss aversion or something. Because like, if you play the lotto and you like lose $5, like whatever, you lost $5, but you could win. If you take medicine and you grow that extra limb that you didn't want to grow, well, then you've got that extra limb you didn't want to grow. But if it's an optional medicine, then I understand not taking that chance. But if it's between that or like dying of a heart attack, then like, yeah, take the medicine. You're more likely to die of a heart attack.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think for me, I'm always kind of like, what are the risks? Like, what is the gain? What is the risks? What are the two scariest options? What's the scariest option of not taking it or taking it? And like, which one do you do then?
Right. Yeah, because in medicine, the idea is to do least harm.
Yeah.
It is not to cure. Because there's always side effects to everything. But it's about what decision is going to cause the least amount of harm. I've been trying to take that into life when I make decisions now. What's the least harm? Because every decision we make is harmful to something or somebody or
that's
whatever.
I do that sometimes too with like fear situations. Like, what am I more afraid of? And I remember when I was making the choice of like what I was majoring in college, right?
Yeah.
And I really wanted to be a lawyer, but I wanted to be an actor too. And then I figured if I went to a good school, I could always go to law school later, blah, blah, blah. And I was just more afraid of never taking the risk and then being successful as a lawyer and being just depressed that I never took the risk.
Yeah.
And feeling like I wasted my life just because of how much I wanted to act. And so then I went the other way, and I think it's good because I always would have wondered, but of course, then sometimes it's frustrating when I don't have stability.
So I would have been rich. I could have been rich right now.
Yeah. 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 Well, there's still time. Like the lotto, I could go out and win it today. You know,
you could win the lotto. You could get an acting job doing the lotto.
You know, there's still options. Or
you can always go back to law school.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to do that now, but not anymore.
You know, comedian Aisha Tyler.
Yep.
She got a law degree. Yep. I forget if she passed the bar. I feel like she might have.
Probably. I definitely do hear stories from lawyers that I know or have heard. And, you know, I've either heard or met them where it's like Yeah, that would have been probably what would have happened to me. I would have probably been sad and then had to quit and go after the thing.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. No, I still get to do things and I just want to quit and do. I just want to spend my day learning guitar sometimes, you know, right now.
Were you the one who posted?
It's my hyper focus.
Who posted this? I should have shared. I should have shared it. Did you post?
I haven't posted anything about guitar.
Somebody shared, it wasn't guitar, but I saw somebody posted something that was like, they reshared a tweet or something that, or TikTok. I have no idea. They reshared something. And it was like, I can't believe I live in a world where there are glaciers and dolphins and volcanoes and rainforests and I don't know, whatever your favorite plant, animal, or food, or whatever naturally growing thing is. They said, you know, and I live in a world with all of this and I have to have a job. I have to go work a job. I'm paraphrasing it horribly, but I was thinking,
I gotta go, I have to go work next to Panda Express
and not like experience the grandeur of Earth. And I was like, yeah. You know,
I mean, it's true. I mean, there's a lot. Like, imagine there was a day when your job could be explorer, right? Like, people paid you to explore. Like, here, go find and put our flag there. Go find more land.
Mean, depending on what was associated with it, I'd rather go to law school.
I mean, explore?
Depending on what was associated with, I'd rather go wait tables. It depends, because it's like, you know, I think we're probably thinking of exploring the way we would now. You know, you get on a cruise ship, you take a plane, you ride on your favorite horse or whatever.
Yeah.
But some of these people, they're going what? Dying in the ocean, getting dysentery, getting killed, well, like,
you don't
dropping
have to...
in quicksand. Not seeing their families or friends, not having any of their soft blankets or inspirational signs with them.
They didn't have soft blankets then. Or yeah, inspirational signs.
So, I mean.
Their uncle gave them their whittling knife, you know.
Well, whittling sounds fun. But. I did see their post and I thought, oh, but then again, it. You know, whose life is without work except for the people that are, you know, living off of the backs of others. But most people, there's some semblance of work in order to survive. If that's like hunting or fishing.
Yeah, but some people get to work with dolphins.
Dolphins, they're sexual predators.
Not to humans. I don't believe they're to humans.
I don't know. I heard something about that, but well...
Yeah, I've heard that. I've heard they're not so nice. But the point. But like I'm saying, there's people whose jobs have been, I'm going to go photograph dolphins. I'm going to go work in this area that I find fascinating.
Yeah.
They like, do turn their job into like, wonder.
Yeah. Like our jobs.
What? I want to think I never dreamed of going to bars and force people to listen to a comedy show.
Oh, yeah, no, but no, I mean, podcasting, acting, like there's some exciting things, you know.
Well, yeah, if we could podcast from New Zealand, it'd be a lot more exciting, though, wouldn't it?
Well, it depends, you know. I think it would be nice to go pod. Let's put depends? That on the list. I actually really want to go to New Zealand.
What do you mean depends?
Well, it depends how long I'd have to be there and where my family would be. Like, there's no amount of glitz and glamour that can replace the comforts of home. Said as a true Cancerian, like I like to go do those exciting things and then come back home. Like I don't want to be away from my people for that long. So if they could come with, we could have a nice cozy place.
But you can get more people.
Not your favorites. I mean, yes, you can get more.
Get new favorites.
There are some that are non-negotiable. And besides, yes, we could travel and then come back. But. Like, I don't know, maybe actually do really want to visit New Zealand. It is one of my bucket list countries. So good on you for bringing that up. Let's add that to the list.
Because
Let's go
podcast. It's Gretchen's.
Ah, Gretchen. Yeah.
She actually, Gretchen, this is great. Her parents for her like graduation present said, we can send you anywhere. Well, oh, we'll give you a trip to somewhere. Where do you want to go? It'll be on us. And she goes, New Zealand. And then they came back to her and said, well, if we sent you to New Zealand, we could only afford to send you there for like 4 days. So we're going to send you to Paris for 2 weeks.
Oh, whoa.
And she was like, okay. Like, well, thanks for the trip, right? Which is great. But why ask me?
Right.
Ask me where you want to go if you're not going to give me that, right? Wow. Like, but people, this is not an uncommon thing where people do that. Like, oh, okay, so I'm giving you this instead. Like, well, don't ask me what I want if you're not going to, you know, you could have asked me, would you rather have 4 days or 2 weeks in Paris?
Yeah. True.
And I'll go like, I would rather have 4 days in New Zealand. She would have absolutely taken that. I know she would have. There's places, and I'm like that with some things. I'm like, I have this weird thing about putting my feet into water in different parts of the world. Like when I went to Russia, I wanted to put my feet into the Black Sea. That's what I wanted to do. So I did. And I felt like, oh, that was it. I was ready to go home. That's what I wanted to do.
Interesting. Like, I wouldn't have thought it was weird. Except
I'm an Aquarius, so maybe that's why.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting. I think it's like fun to have like, that's fun. It's weird in that I've never heard it said like that before, but it makes a lot of sense to be like, I want to go to all of these different like lakes and like just, you know, step in the lake, or I want to. You know.
Yeah, like when I saw that we were going to, at the time it was Leningrad, now it's St. Petersburg, I saw there and I was like, that's right on the Black Sea. I want to go to that and put my feet in it.
Interesting.
And so when we flew there and we were at the hotel and I was like, it's right there. I want to go tonight. Let's go. And so we walked out, went down there with my other high school students to like walk down to the sea so I could just stick my feet in it. And I was like, oh, I touched the Black Sea. I don't remember. Cold. It was February.
But interesting.
I just wanted to touch. And so that ever since then, I was like, really like, I thought about that, the different bodies of water that I've touched.
Oh, that's nice.
So I'd like to try different body. Like, I mean, I've touched the Atlantic Ocean, so I feel like that covers the whole thing, right? Wow. So I just have to get to different seas around the world.
Huh.
That's what I need to do. But yeah, like for me, that's a little bucket listy type thing. So I would rather just get to do that than go to somewhere that I don't really care about. But it's like, oh, free trip to Finland. Oh, okay.
I'd like to go to
Finland. I know there's a lake there, so I'll be happy, but and now I think I'm in a hyperfixation right now. Okay. ADHD. So music, this may seem like a hyperfixation, but maybe it's not. When I went to Russia, I bought a balalaika. You know, that's the triangular like guitar.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Yeah.
I bought that in 1990 when I went. I don't know how to play it. I didn't play instruments, but for me, it represented that country so much, a balalaika. Yeah. That I got it and I still have it. And I'm just like, it just sits there, but I'm like, oh, I don't know how to play it or what I would play with it. And I love that, this idea of going to different countries and picking up like, a local instrument. That seems like, yeah, that's what they do here.
I love it.
So I don't know. That feels like a fixation on music.
What you can do is gather a jar of the lake water from wherever you go, dip your toes in it, clean them off, and then just strum.
That's true. I thought you were going to say take some of that water, and I was like, yeah, how do I get it on board the plane? But I guess maybe if it's less than, it's 32 ounces, or what is it?
Right? Yeah.
6 ounces?
Maybe.
I have all these 6 ounce bottles of ocean water from around the world.
I haven't figured that out yet, yeah.
I guess I could do sand.
Yeah.
like where the water was.
Mm-hmm.
It might have the water in it still.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Wait, New Zealand, do you have other bucket list?
I mean,
like go to?
I should write it. Actually, what I've been meaning to do is like get a binder together of vacations that I want to do. You know, places I want to take my kid and stuff like that. Just some of them were just places I wanted to go to before, but now it's like, oh, I don't want to go without, or like, you know. Yeah, I want to go to Denmark. I want to see the happiest country in the world.
Oh, okay.
It's supposed to be like the happiest country in the world.
You know, I cannot hear Denmark without thinking of Hamlet.
Yeah.
And going, what?
That's why I think it's so funny that like the happiest country in the world had like the most moody, gloomy
like main character.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. I also like, I want to go on some like nice scenic by choice train rides. I feel like it's very important to say by choice these days.
What? Oh, yeah.
And yeah, I think it's like so romantic, and it doesn't have, I don't even think about like a romantic, like with a partner. I just think like, you know, when you think about romantic
in a Ralph Emerson sort of way.
I think it's just so romantic. Just be on a nice scenic train where I'd have my like tea in a porcelain cup, like look out the window, do some journaling, have some like little like
tea in a porcelain cup.
I just seems so like, lovely. And just, I don't know. I think it'd be fun. But there's some place I think in Scotland where you could do like the Hogwarts train or something. I want to do that.
Oh, is it Scotland?
I think it's Scotland. I think I saw they have like the Hogwarts train.
Oh, gosh. I hadn't wanted to go to Scotland before. Now maybe I will. I
really want to go to Scotland. And then,
I mean, I would for Edinburgh, I guess, the French festival, but that's my only thing, really. I'm not getting bagpipes if I go there.
Man, you know. I like bagpipes.
How?
I actually like bagpipes and kind of like kilts and just, I do like them. I don't know.
The sound, it's like soothing?
I don't know if I'd say soothing. It's just kind of fun. I mean, I think maybe I've heard some where it's, I don't know, just like make me feel kind of happy usually. I think I have like good associations with bagpipes in Scotland in general.
How? How does one get a good association with bagpipes? Did you go to like those fairs or something?
No, I didn't.
Whenever I hear I will say the first thing I think of with bagpipes is Star Trek II: Wrath of Khan, when Spock is being sent out, because that's his the funeral is.
No, I'm sorry. I never heard anything you said because I was thinking, I think I'd actually like to play a bagpipe, but I don't think anybody around me would want to hear it. And I don't even want to learn how to do it. I just want to like, I think it'd be fun. I just like, it would be terrible. My playing bagpipe would be horrible, but I think I would love it.
I think everyone else would like you to know how to play it.
If
you're going to play it around
I don't know, a soundproof room or I don't know. You wouldn't like it. People would not like to hear it. I once got to do a little bit of taiko drumming and I'd love to do that again. That was really
Is taiko drumming?
It's like the big like Japanese, it's like a whole body like drumming experience.
Oh, right.
That would be, I would love that. Like I would love to, let's add this to like my home in the future of like having a room where I could do taiko drumming. It's like you just go out there and like work out and drum and it'd be super fun.
There's the YMCA should really offer some classes.
Yeah.
For a good workout. Well, if they do taibo boxing, they should do. What is it called? Taiko? What?
I don't know. There was a, taiko. Yeah. There was a, And if I'm getting any of these names wrong, so this is going to be very embarrassing, but there's still something that exists. That's what I'm talking about. Anyway, it was like years ago, but okay. There was this one class that I took in LA at a gym. I'm really not a gym person. I always work out more when I'm not at a gym. I think that paying the money is going to incentivize me, but I love doing workout videos at home or doing some sort of class or activity. I realize this. Okay. Anyway, this gym though, I did go to because they had really fun classes. And there was one class that was called Pound. That was the name of the class.
Okay.
That, anyways. And they gave you two drumsticks. And you do like all these workouts while drumming. And your core would be getting this crazy, it would be burning. But I wouldn't be paying attention to that because I'd be drumming and having so much fun drumming. It was, I loved that class. And like the bungee class, those, I miss those classes.
The bungee class?
Yeah, that was fun. They actually have them around here too, I think, but I haven't been.
Wait, what's a bungee class?
You kind of get like, you get like into this, I don't remember what the class itself was called, but you get into kind of like a bungee harnessy thing that holds you, like your feet can go like tap, tap on the ground. It'll hold you. And then, but you can go forward and you like walk forward, like you're flying. You walk forward, like it'll hold you so you can go forward, back, whatever. And like you can walk yourself forward and then like put your hands up and fly back and do push-ups or jumps. And it was just really fun.
Huh.
I described it beautifully. Just that's exactly how you describe it.
Well, you said bungee class and then, you know, New Zealand has bungee jumping. So.
Oh, no, I have no interest in bungee jumping in real life.
No.
Zero.
Even if it was a class?
No, I was thinking maybe for a movie, but I don't
think they would have you do that.
No,
they don't want you to.
No, they'd have a
stunt. Yeah.
That's great. I was like, maybe the only way I would ever do that in a movie, like Keanu Reeves would have to be holding me, or maybe like one or two other people that I won't name.
You don't want them to know.
I don't want them to know.
Keanu Reeves, it's okay for him to know.
It's well known. It's well known. I've talked about Keanu Reeves for years and it doesn't even matter. You know.
These other folks would matter.
I mean I'm not gonna meet Keanu. This is so not gonna happen. One of the other names is possible. You know.
Oh. I mean that's yeah, don't doubt yourself. You might still meet Keanu. That's why I can't bring up Scarlett Johansson at all. I just might make it awkward. If I meet her. You know the remember the you know that I would say a game or whatever where people the list, people have a list of
the
free passes.
Or whatever it's called. Yeah.
Yeah, the hall pass, the five celebrity hall passes. I remember I saw that on like Friends or whatever. And I told my my ex-wife, that's hilarious. And she's like, I don't think it's funny at all. I'm like, what? Okay. She did not. That was something her and my current wife have in common.
Oh, yeah.
Did not find the humor in that.
No, I would not. Nope. Uh-uh. I could hear Friends talk about it and laugh.
Yeah.
But no. I only enter situations with a no hall pass situation. Like, I'm not going to ride a hall pass. You're not going to ride a hall pass. Them's the rule, buddy.
The objection I have to the hall pass is because it's supposed to be celebrities, it's supposedly safe because you're not going to meet them, right? And I don't like that. I like the idea. What do you mean? I'm going to meet them. I'm going to get in a movie.
You're an actor.
I want to meet him. Yeah.
So that's even more reason why you shouldn't write one.
Right. It's also like how I like refuse to pay for photos with actors at conventions. Cause I'm like, no, I'm going to take one on set with them.
Yeah. That's nice. See, look at that. Let's let that hooey work for us. In our
I need that hooey.
That's right. Actually, you know what? A whole lot of hooey. Now, you know, okay, Hui has like a fun sort of looking for a little bit more Hui in life. That's kind of fun. A little less serious, a little more Hui.
A little more, whole lot of Hui.
A whole lot of Hui. Well, that's the name of the episode, probably. Yeah. But yeah, that's fun. Okay, so so many thoughts. But first, I'm going to do this until you say something.
What, your dreadlocks?
I don't have dreadlocks.
Are they braids?
Yes.
I couldn't. Well, to be fair, I'm looking on an internet camera, which is not very.
My hair is normally up because I was just like thinking, are you going to notice my hair is different? Which is totally fine. You don't have to notice. But it's funny because since I've been like watching some of these minimalist, decluttering, slow fashion, whatever, not whatever, but like stations, and been thinking about, a lot of people say, like, if you wear the same thing a couple times a week, most people don't notice.
Yeah.
I notice. I think that's the thing, is I notice more things than the average person. So, but I guess how it ties in is, it's funny because like sometimes you can drastically change your hair or appearance and people still don't notice. So like, they're probably not going to notice your shirt.
The thing is, I've known you over a long time. Your hair has been different a lot.
That's true. But I'm so proud of myself, Silas.
Well, I'm glad.
Because
I just can't tell it. I couldn't tell if it was braided or if it was. I was like, I don't think she has dreadlocks, but.
No. No, I'm proud of myself because I did it myself. And I've been wanting to try this out for years and finally did it. And so that's why.
It's extensions, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because I can't.
Yeah,
all looks natural from here.
Well, if I was standing up, you'd see. Well, thank you. That's part of why I like it so much. But it's very long. It's like down my back, and I just also couldn't believe that I had like that. I was like, wow, I have a little bit of time. I can actually do this. It's wild.
Does it hurt your head?
Like, you know what?
Like, I mean, like the weight of it.
No. Not really.
Or it's just worth the pain, like high heels. It's worth the pain.
Oh my gosh, I'm not a high heel worth the pain sort of person. I wore heels when I was younger sometimes, you know.
Me too.
Yeah, totally. Well, they were designed for men initially. That's, you know, yeah. Heels. They were. Mm-hmm. They were not my thing. Bless you and your beautiful heels.
Now we have a lift. We have to do lifts now. Men have to do lifts in there.
Yeah. I don't know. Oh yeah, but no, I got rid of most of my heels because I'm like, realistically, I'm not really wearing them and don't have any desire to. So I just kept a couple of favorites. Still feel pretty good.
In case you're in that, in case you get cast in something, you need to have heels for, right?
Oh no, they'll buy me my heels.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Keanu Reeves will place it on my foot, Jeff.
Oh, Keanu.
I just like him so much as a human, but I don't think he's with somebody. We don't know each other. He's older than me. There's so many reasons for this not to be a thing. But I think I just really love that I had such good taste when I made that decision to be my Hollywood husband. I love that it stood the test of time. And that makes me feel like at least I've done something right in my life, you know?
Pretty much him or Tom Hanks were your only choices that would have made it from, like,
back
from always being a nice guy forever.
Yeah.
Oh.
And Tom Hanks, he's a good actor, but just never, no.
No?
Not for me on that. No, I would for sure love to do a movie with him because he's a great actor, but.
You didn't see Splash and go, that's the man for me, or Bosom Buddies?
I don't remember any
Bosom Buddies?
No, I don't.
You should look up, you should YouTube Bosom Buddies.
Okay.
And think of all of the ways that show would never make it on the air now.
Oh gosh, I'm not watching it then. Nope. Not.
Well, it's not foully. It's just the premise just doesn't work.
Okay.
So illegal. Yeah.
Well,
Well, Well, I'll get your report next time. Just watch the opening.
We'll see. We'll see if I can watch it. But yeah.
What?
I just randomly talk about whatever is exciting to me that has nothing to do with anything. Like randomly what I'm trying to, do now is as I pare down, like my wardrobe and declutter things, is being okay with like just having 7 shirts. I'm not going to pare down that low, but just realizing if I pare down to just 7 in each category and just knowing like, what are my favorites? This thing has to be at least as good as it, or else I can keep wearing like my favorites. But I'm just excited and I'm talking a lot because it's exciting to like get out of that only wearing just grungy clothes that could get dirty all the time that I didn't care about, and just looking in the mirror and feeling like I don't recognize myself. Like I'm excited to like climb out of that and be like, let's have some fun again. It's like, you know,
that's good.
I'm also feeling sad and a little guilty about it too, you know,
for sad about trying to look nice.
A little bit. It's weird. I think there's all those layers of like parental, like happiness and grief all mixed in at the same time. Cause it's like, I only have the bandwidth to do some of this because my kiddo's like growing up and not making as many messes and, you know, those types of things. Yeah. But I'm kind of like, you know what, if I'm going to just put this on for just 2 hours in the day and take it off again while we play and get messy and everything, that's fine. But I want to just feel like not a blob for 2 hours. I want to meet that version of myself again that could have been in a movie with Keanu Reeves.
Yeah. It's okay to have both parts of your of oneself there. I think too many people just, they end up one person for a long time.
Okay. Weird face, especially to do on the, but I couldn't help it. That's the thing that I've had a hard time, like telling people who aren't actors and not have them look at me like I'm bonkers, is like one of the hardest parts of not acting is it was so tiresome to be the same person every, like I'm just like, you're just used to like jumping into like another character's wardrobe or their world or this or that, and I don't want to make wild drastic changes in my own life, but it's, I mean, maybe not, I guess it, you know, we define these things, and so maybe yes, if I get into, I'm gonna not go down that semantic route right now that I started, words are so interesting. But yeah, I think it's
there. I get what, as an actor, I do get what you mean. There is, I think it's part of the creative outlet of having something to escape into. And that's, acting is always just a big giant what if game. You know, like the way I always took it for acting is, you know, this character is me if all these other things had happened to me, right? So I could, it's a creative escape in that sense, just like for right now, because I have not been able to leave my house for long just because of life situations. Delving into music has been an outlet. Cause I get to like, there is an element, I don't have to be myself for a little bit. I can be this guy who plays music, not the real me.
You know, I think it is too. I agree, but I think it's like you're changing those circumstances for that bit. Yeah. And like for a bit when you're doing your music, you could be at a concert or whatever you're imagining when you do. I think when you were saying acting, so much of acting is about, you know, what if. So much of it too for me is also, well, it's the sensory truth of your body in that moment. In those circumstances, like your senses, you're experiencing all these things. And I think that that's part of what it is too, is that like sensory change.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when you were saying about music, I don't know, I just feel like it's like a different part of your personality. Like you're saying, it's like a different, you feel different.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I feel more free.
Yeah. So I get having a costume change in the middle of the day. I think that, that is, it's well deserved.
Right. I mean, I
will admit I sometimes put on different shirts for this podcast than I am walking around with. Sometimes I forget, but sometimes.
Well, because it's what you're saying too, like the when you're at home a lot. Because yeah, a lot of I wasn't doing the same sort of activities as I was doing before, so my wardrobe was not giving me the same sort of joie de vivre that it was before when I was doing some of those activities.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know what? Maybe I am going to just get a ball gown and wear it at home and color it just so I can freaking wear a ball gown again.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
You should. Samantha, we're about out of time here.
Yeah. I need to let you get off the, we need to finish this, but one thing I have to say, which I don't know. Why do I have to say it? I just have to say it. Like sometimes it makes me sad that I'm not going to go outside and dress the way that I want to, because I feel like what you're saying earlier about it's a very fear-based society.
Mm-hmm.
Like I want to know when I'm out, I look like I can run. And I also look like I can F you up if necessary. it sucks. Like I'm not wearing a lot of things that I want to wear because like, you know, I just want to feel
a ball gown is not threatening.
If I do my makeup crazy, then it could still be like, I could, but I'd have to have a different stance, probably be talking to myself, yeah. It, you know, and it could still be threatening then.
That's true.
But
all right. Black and a half.